And then if we can, a little bit fiscal year 2014 facilities projects. This would be stuff that would start July 1st of 2013, or potentially start anyways. That's when the fiscal year starts. Mm-hmm. One thing that stood out to me here is the, grand entrance for University Drive and Route 67 right outside our studios here, actually. What are you looking to do there?
For almost a year now, the president has been talking a lot about improving this entrance to campus. We've just finished up our facilities master plan for Macomb, so it really, really came to everyone's mind that we need a better, as students and parents come to campus, new students, that we have a better entryway into campus. And a lot of our students come through University Drive to our campus there. So some major things we're going to hit first is get rid of we've torn down Godfather's already, so let's get rid of a lot of the asphalt that's there, improve some landscaping. The president has talked quite a bit about a welcome center. That's probably going to be in phase two or somewhat later down the road. But the first thing we want to do is get I call it a sign wall, so it's a nice big, you know, welcome to Western or Western Illinois University, something that people know they're now at campus and it welcomes them onto University Drive.
Okay. That wouldn't be like an arch over University Drive, would it? It would be something just off to the north side there?
Yeah, the sign wall would just be on the side. Now, the president has said that he is interested in putting an arch over University. We're investigating that. So the president said to look into it.
Okay. I was unaware of that. I just pulled that off the top of my head, so I'm kind of surprised, but I guess that would be quite a grand entry,
yes,
too.
Yes. What I'm envisioning right now is that we would have a sign wall at the corner, so when you come down 67, you would see that sign wall first, and then once you turn on University, probably a little bit farther down to the west, maybe it would be an archway. So I could see them as two different projects, but all part of a grand entry into campus.
Now there's a lot of asphalt there. How much are you looking to landscape, and in what sort of way are you going to completely remove the parking lots and have just land there, or what are you looking at?
I think our first take at this, and I will preface all this by saying we're very early in the process about what we're doing exactly, but probably what I would have called the Godfather's parking lot. It's about the front third or so. We would take that out. So you don't really come to campus and just see a big parking lot. The parking lot, the concrete lot that's in front of USB and the credit union would stay, and then probably the cinema building parking would stay for the time being. We're having a lot of discussion. Do we need the cinema building? It's empty right now, and it's really not a very good structure. So we're talking about that building also.
Okay. There was talk about converting that to the Welcome Center. Is it true there's a lot of mold in that building now, too?
There is quite a bit. It hasn't been maintained very well. There just hasn't been any use for it. The other issue with that cinema building, it's tucked clear back in the trees. So if we want to envision something, when you come down 67, you see it first when you come right to campus. That's not a visible building. So it just doesn't fit very well, and it's, you know, truly it was constructed as a cinema building, so it has two theaters in there, and it's not really the right form and function for a welcome center. So we crossed that off pretty early in the thinking about a welcome center.
So if a welcome center is built, it might be closer to where the Godfather's building used to stand?
Yes, that's kind of where we're showing it now, maybe even a little bit farther south, closer to University. So yeah, it would be very easily seen when you come from on 67.
And then would the rest of that parking, this whole parking lot out here, be converted to green space?
Quite a bit of it, yes. Yeah. So something nice, landscaped area.
And will you be relying on state funds to do this, or would this be student fees again or some other source of revenue?
I would say that's not been fully identified yet, but it's probably state funds.
All right. And is that something you're hoping to start in the next fiscal year?
Our goal actually is that at least what I'll call phase one, the sign wall and the landscaping is in place by the time students come back in August. So we're moving ahead pretty quickly to get to that timeline.